Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17TL. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the and now the past owner of Story Worldwide, and really fun to watch that success that he had there. And folks, whenever I want to know what's going on out here on Cyber Street, especially with regard to putting our best foot forward on Cyber Street. Nobody does that better than Kirk. And Kirk, thanks again for being here. You gave us a nice tour last segment about a report on the technology that's going to be disrupting things a lot. And now we've got this corporate disruption scheduled. The combining, or the acquiring, I should say, by Amazon of Whole Foods, which is going to give Amazon a 450-something facilities around the country to operate out of.
Right, absolutely, and also direct access to a really affluent audience of tastemakers, trendsetters, and so on, who can afford to shop at Whole Foods consistently. Although Whole Foods prices are, I think, they're pretty competitive. But the reason this, I think, should concern all of us is a complex set of things that tends these days to favor monopolies. And this is my concern, is that we thought the Internet was going to set us free and help everybody compete with everybody else. And to a certain extent, I still believe that's true. But that thing called network effects that works on the web beautifully tends to elect monopoly winners.
Well, how about this term, network critical mass?
Yeah, I think that same deal.
Basically, I mean, that's what I think. I mean, when I talk to small business owners about building a network, well, if I get them to have a network, that'd be great, and they can be competitive. But if Amazon's network is only bigger than theirs, then they can compete with them. But if Amazon's network is metastasized across the markets, you know what I mean, and are multifaceted, it's not just bigger. It's another layer of complexity. How do we compete with that?
I believe it's very difficult, and I believe, and I know this will not cheer you up at all, this probably calls for a new look at the way anti-monopoly legislation should be written, because there's nothing in the law that can deal with the power of network effects at the moment. Google and Facebook together, frighteningly enough for the advertising industry, I believe, now control two-thirds of all of the revenue. Those two companies spent on digital advertising.
In 15 years, they've taken down a century-long industry, basically.
Absolutely. And Fred Wilson, who's a venture capital guy here in New York who writes a popular blog, wrote a little while ago, Google and Facebook have won. Everybody else has lost and can go home now.
the war is over and they lost.
Exactly. You cannot compete with them. Prominent economists in throughout Europe and the U.S. are saying the same thing. You cannot compete with Google and Facebook anymore. And my concern is that we're right on the edge of you cannot compete with Amazon. And so this, if you look at this,
I want to stop for a second, because I want to come back to what you just said a minute ago. Folks, this is breaking news right here. Kirk, you just said that you think there may have to be some kind of government intervention to prevent this from taking down Main Street?
That's my belief. Now the EU is looking at that, right?
Because that is as a free marketer and as somebody who doesn't like the government in my face, That is a frightening/comforting thought. I said, once frightening and comforting. No, I'm serious. I'm being totally honest with you.
No.
I hadn't even thought about that. I'm imagining the possibilities of that and the necessity for it.
Well, I think if we believe, as I believe, that small business, startup business, right, is the source of most of the employment and all of the best ideas.
Yep.
In the world, then we've got a duty to protect it, because we especially need to protect it from the power of network-enabled businesses. Because when you have a business that increases its power over the consumer,
mm-hmm.
the bigger it gets, right? And there's no end in sight to that. Facebook has virtually colonized the entire world at this point.
Right.
Then you may need to write legislation that protects small business.
And now you get into these ethical issues. I'm trying to think of the word that they use for the Fed. I'll think of it in a minute. But you get into these situations where once the government gets into an area like that, there's the old Basquiat talked about this back in the 19th century. Basquiat talked about how in order to save the candle makers, they made people lower their shades during the day, so they had to burn candles. You know, you got you've got that I'm trying to think of the word they use for that. There's a term for it, and I'll try to think of it on the break. Kirk, you got a website?
I do, kirkshafitz.com.
Spell that last name.
C like Charlie, H-E-Y, F like Frank, I-T-Z for zebra.
There it is.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.